So as we allow the light, as we allow the grand explosion. So we want to remember that we're exploding inside. We want to remember to have a heart for all that is now being witnessed, for all that is now being secured, that for all that is now being seen. So what we're doing when they say see, it's like register, align with, consent to. So what we're consenting to is the stream of new visioning. It's the stream of possibility. It's the stream of excitement. In English, we're literally stepping off a cliff. I know that sounds like you would think that would sound scary, but it really doesn't. Because when we step off the cliff, we're choosing to go inside, and where we're going is inside our sacred heart, inside our sacred witness, inside our sacred self at last. So allow yourself to fully illuminate, meaning that opening up to your heart, opening up to your light, opening up to your true persuasion, in English, who you actually truly are, not the false signature of the past, meaning like the projection of fear. We were all programmed in duality and fear and lower consciousness. And so what we're doing is we're springing ourselves free at last. We want to really understand that. It's not like some genie from the sky is going to come spring you free. The downloads are here, the light's here, the energy's here. We're all experiencing it in our all wonderful, beautiful ways. Now, we're the ones to take our higher selves' hand. In other words, no matter how much light is being offered, we can choose to shy away. It's sort of like, I know it's sunny out there, but I want to stay in my house with the shades down and the sad music on or whatever. Like, we have free will. So it's so important that we elect, decide, agree to join with our higher self. So when we receive that, remember they talked about like walking off the cliff. What they meant by that is like love assumed to be happening, meaning when we join our higher self, we in our linear mind do not understand where we're headed. There's no way we can, because our mind doesn't know. It doesn't know who we truly are. So when they're talking of, I keep saying like walking off that cliff, and I apologize, I'm like, there's got to be a better phrase. But the idea is sort of like the fool's journey. It's just like going into the unknown with the bright reality. So when we're going into the unknown, we're not actually doing it completely blindly. It's like we're going to scream and shout, meaning that we're going to feel the light. We're going to feel the power. We're going to feel the triumph inside. So when I'm receiving this, I'm receiving the energy, I'm receiving the light, again, on a conscious level, no clue what's coming next. And that's the whole point. It's sort of like when you go into a ride that you trust. If Disney has the ride, you can trust it. You're gonna, you know, step in, sit down, and wait and see what happens. That is what we're enjoying. That is what we're trusting. That is what we're procuring. That is what we're after, is like really climbing into greater heights, really climbing into greater proximity. And so the more that we allow ourselves to be guided upward. So when we're saying guided upward, we want to remember we exist in a lower consciousness. We exist with our higher self. We exist with our I Am presence. Like, we're all of it. We're all of it simultaneously. So the more that we scream and shout, meaning that the more we giddy up, get ready to go, get ready to shine, get ready to sing that new song, it's like we generously increase, because how would I say that? Like, there's no resistance. There's nothing holding us back. It's like, been there, done it. I've seen 3D reality like ad nauseam. Don't need to see it anymore. So ready to begin again. So ready to part ways with the past. So ready to find my tribe. So ready to find my higher self. So ready to hold my higher value, to hold my higher pledge, to hold my higher relevance. So when they said higher relevance, it was like bingo. It was like download. It was like yes. So receiving our higher relevance, receiving our higher self at last. So when we're receiving it, we're allowing ourselves to get comfortable with it. So when I'm receiving my higher self at last, I don't need to know about the past. I don't need to know he said, she said. I don't need to know the problems of yesterday. All I need to know is it feels very nice. It feels very wholesome. It feels very light. It now is starting to feel very established, meaning that we can hold this presentation. We can hold this enlightenment. We can hold this place of new beginnings. We can hold our Christ visioning, meaning like we're aligning with our Christ being. We're aligning with our true self. We're aligning with our I Am presence. And so the more that we do that, they're saying like we don't have to know, meaning that our greater awareness, our greater self, magnetizes, calls forth, opens up, establishes our new alignment, our new presentation. So allow yourselves to draw from this place of new beginnings. When I'm saying this, it's almost like the UN of light beings. Like, I've got light beings everywhere, and they're not just one species. Like, I've got nice and tall, I've got short and blue, I've got like whatever. And so the more that we understand that we're all around, that means some of these light beings, my friends, are you guys in your multidimensional selves. So we really want to understand that our total self is aware, is present, is offering itself gladly, how would I say that, like continuously, effortlessly, as we will plug in, meaning that I don't need anyone to be wrong, including myself. I don't need to finish the past story. Done. I'm ready to interface. I'm ready to start again. I'm ready to travel with my multidimensional self. I'm ready to use all the healing modalities that I'm using in other dimensional realities. I'm ready now. So allow yourselves, they're saying to party, it's so cute. But they're using the word party, how would I say this? Like to kind of make the energies a little bit stronger. So I can show up at a party and it's like, do you want punch? I'm like, okay. But then it's sort of like, here comes the music. Like, do you want a party? Do you want to get down? I'm like, okay. So there's like a greater excitement. There's a greater alliance. There's a greater follow through. There's a greater or stronger vibration. So when we think of like, do you want a party? It's like again, or yes, or how would I say that? There's like a greater leap. There's a greater explosion. There's a greater currency. There's a greater trust of self that they're saying is all over the board. So all over the board is not, well, let me just use that for this particular area of my life, but everything else is good. No. So when we say all over the board, it's like allow every area of my life, which is just my consciousness, to be involved. So you don't want just an upgrade in one little particular area and the other areas to be of a lower consciousness. That's not going to serve you. You want it to be across the board where it's all being upgraded. It's all being set anew. It's all rising with extraordinary power, with extraordinary light indeed. So receive. And so the receiving, it's sort of like it's okay, right? So when I'm looking at receive, I don't know, like you ever have like free donuts or free whatever, and you go and take one, and then they were kind of good. So is it okay if another? Can I have another? So that's what they mean by receive. We are all still working our way out of scarcity. So we don't realize what abundance truly is. So think of like breathing. like receive oxygen. It's, you can receive as much as you want. What we're coming to understand is it's the same thing with light. It's the same thing with our true nature. Receive as we are willing, as we part ways with the past, as we agree with our future self. So again, past, present, future self is upon us. As we will explore, as we will say yes, as we will be kindest to our new adventure. So receive, and so it is. Oh, so beautiful.